a republic, if you can keep it. Benjamin Franklin. That prophetic warning from Franklin echoes louder today than ever before. On March 25, 2025, President Donald J. Trump issued a sweeping executive order titled Preserving and Protecting the Integrity of American Elections, declaring it the policy of his administration to enforce federal law, secure election systems, and ensure that only legal votes are counted. This action strikes at the core of what makes a constitutional republic function: election integrity. Without it, our self-governance collapses into lawlessness and manipulation. The problem: a patchwork of loopholes and lawlessness. The executive order outlines a stark truth. Modern America lags behind many developed, and even developing, nations in election security. India and Brazil require voter ID tied to biometric data. Germany and Canada use only paper ballots, counted in public by local officials. Denmark and Sweden reject late ballots and limit mail-in voting to those who truly need it. In contrast, the United States has tolerated ballots counted after Election Day in violation of 2 U.S.C. Section 7 and 3 U.S.C. Section 1. Mail-in ballots without postmarks. Non-citizens registered to vote. Voter rolls that are outdated and inaccurate. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. And foreign money influencing ballot initiatives. This lawlessness is not just dangerous, it's unconstitutional. Key directives in the executive order. The March 25th order lays out a comprehensive roadmap for restoring trust in elections through lawful and constitutional means. 1. Enforcing citizenship verification. All federal voter registrations must now include documentary proof of U.S. citizenship, including passports, real ID compliant documents, or military ID. 2. Uniform Election Day enforcement. States may no longer count ballots received after Election Day for federal elections. This aligns with existing federal law and recent court rulings, e.g., RNC v. Wetzel, 2024. 3. Cleaning and securing voter rolls. Federal databases, including those from DHS and the Social Security Administration, must be used to remove ineligible voters, including the deceased, duplicates, and non-citizens. 4. No more foreign interference. The order strengthens enforcement of 52 U.S.C. Section 30,121 to block foreign funding in federal, state, or local elections, whether through direct donations or ballot measures. 5. Voting systems must be verifiable. New standards prohibit vote counting via barcodes and require paper trail voting systems that are auditable and voter verifiable. 6. Withholding federal funds from non-compliant states. States that refuse to comply with federal election laws may lose access to Election Assistance Commission funding and DOJ law enforcement grants, restoring constitutional election integrity. This executive order does not create new law, it enforces existing law, which federal and state officials have too often ignored or actively undermined. By demanding compliance with laws already in the books, this administration fulfills its duty under Article 2 of the Constitution. Let's be clear, this isn't suppression, it's restoration. It's the return of law, order, and constitutional legitimacy to America's elections. What comes next? Citizens, state officials, and churches must stay vigilant. Checkmark demand full compliance with federal election law. Checkmark share this executive order with others, especially lawmakers and election officials. Checkmark encourage your state legislators to align with the EAC and DHS standards. Checkmark most importantly, pray for leaders who uphold truth and righteousness. Conclusion. The time to act is now. As Franklin warned, we were given a republic, but it must be kept. Securing our elections is the bedrock of that republic. With this executive order, the federal government is drawing a line in the sand. Only legal votes count. This is the beginning of restoration, not just of our elections, but of our national trust.